Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Sharon Paley, who's an acoustical engineer with Ecor International. Sharon, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I think it's interesting that a floor covering company has an acoustical engineer. Let me ask you, how do you become an acoustical engineer?
For me, I got my master's degree in mechanical engineering from Boston University.
Yeah.
And I had a concentration in acoustics.
I understand you're originally from California, but now you're in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and you've been doing some testing and working on white papers, and that's why I wanted to talk to you, because many people know that one of Ecor's focuses, especially with this Forest RX product, is the healthcare market, and you've got a white paper with some very interesting test results. Talk a little bit about that, if you will.
Yeah. Kind of along the lines of your question about how to even become an acoustic engineer, there is one undergraduate program in this country that kind of focuses on that among the others, and that's the University of Hartford. Mm-hmm. They actually do a lot of research when it comes to hospitals, especially with hospital noise and acoustics. And it worked out where we were able to get our product in there for them to do some testing. They have this relationship with various hospitals in their area, and the advisors and the students do a lot of research in this area, so it just seemed to be a perfect fit for us.
And the reason they study this is because noise in a hospital is pretty important, because you're in the hospital to heal, and if you continue to hear carts going up and down the hall, or if you hear things being dropped on the floor, you can't rest, and that's
right.
Why they study it, right?
Exactly. And there is some added incentive these days with a HCCP survey related to Medicare and getting refunds for the hospitals. So hospitals have this incentive to make sure that they're providing a more quiet atmosphere for their patients.
So a lot of people in this environment of the hospital, they have to meet these certain sound levels. And up until this test report, a lot of people have felt like carpet was really the only alternative. The headline of this paper says that this product that you have, Forest RX, performs as well as carpet in certain testing, right?
Right. So traditionally, when we talk about in-room acoustics, we think about absorption. That's why we have acoustic ceiling tile, carpet, that sort of thing. These products absorb sound. So when sound waves impinge on these surfaces, then a percentage of that sound is absorbed and less of it is reflected back into the space. So carpet, of course, when it comes to floor finishes, is traditionally thought of as the most quiet. Mm-hmm. There is a new area of acoustic testing that is emerging these days, and that is in the area of surface-generated sound. So rather than how absorptive a surface actually is, the question is, how loud is the sound generated when something impacts on that surface? So if you have a footstep, for example, impacting on carpet versus ceramic tile. You can, you know, obviously in your head, you can hear what that might sound like. And that's really what we're trying to capture here. And that's where we found our rubber-backed sheet vinyl performs as well as carpet.
All right. So let's get into that specifically. You're talking about a product that you make that was tested. It's called Forest RX, which stands, you know, RX is in prescription. And basically, the way it's constructed, it is actually on the surface a vinyl product, but the underlayment underneath is very sound absorbent. Talk about that, if you will.
Yeah, so there's the standard 2 or 3 millimeter sheet vinyl wear layer on top, mm-hmm. and then we factory laminate a 5 millimeter recycled rubber backing. And that recycled rubber, as with all things rubber, is very absorbent. It has this natural capacity to absorb the blows and these impacts.
So basically what you're saying, Sharon, is that noise can come from carts rolling down the hall or from something being dropped, and this vinyl surface flooring is just as quiet as carpet, right?
Yes. And what was actually interesting is the students commented themselves when they were doing the study. They had this rolling cart, and once they rolled it over the sheet vinyl with the rubber backing, mm-hmm. with their own ears, they could hear the difference. And they were saying that even one of those metal carts, there is sort of this inherent level of rattling that it makes on its own. And they said that the rubber, they thought, seemed to absorb some of that vibration and the rattles. Mm-hmm. So even it even made the cart itself more quiet.
And in a healthcare environment, talk about why this might be a better product than carpet.
Primarily, I think what stands out the most is the hygiene factor. Obviously, carpet is quiet, but it's not very easy to clean. And when you're in a space like healthcare, where hygiene is a very, very important factor, having something, a smooth finish like the sheet vinyl, is just gives you such an advantage over a three-dimensional carpet finish.
Now, if people want to hear more about this study, where can they get access to it?
Well, we run a blog here called Sound Advice, just ecorinternational.com/soundadvice. And there I've posted both my white paper mm-hmm. as well as the final report.
All right. Well, what else are you working on at ECOR?
Oh, so many things. Weight room noise is a hot topic right now. So that's something we're doing a lot of research and development in. And we've got some exciting new products coming out.
Well, Sharon, it's great to talk to you. Again, we've been talking to Sharon Paley, who's an acoustical engineer with ECOR International, about a recent white paper showing that their product called Forest RX absorbs sound. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.